This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome on behalf of our Board of Trustees and the administration of this great college, the 57th Governor of the State of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, to SUNY Niagara. Again, I'm Lloyd Holmes and I'm the president of the college. Born and raised in Buffalo and an alum of Western New York, Governor Hochul has deep roots in our region and a long-standing tie to the communities. A trailblazer, she made history as New York's first female governor. Since taking office, Governor Hochul has charted a bold vision for the state, investing in health care workers and small businesses, strengthening public safety, defending reproductive and gun safety rights as a national leader for progressive values, and expanding education and workforce development. Today, Governor Hochul joins us not only as a historic figure, but as a proud Western New York storyteller, ready to invest in our students, our future, and our community. Please join me in giving a warm SUNY Niagara welcome to our governor, Governor Kathy Hochul.
Good morning. Afternoon. Yeah, afternoon, I was just kidding. Well, you talk about my Buffalo roots, and therefore you must say, instead of saying hello, I'm saying, go Bills. Okay. Oh, come on. Go Bills. Okay, okay. That's much better. Marv Levy would appreciate that on his 100th birthday. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Holmes for welcoming us to an institution that I was honored to represent as a member of Congress over a decade ago. His leadership here has transform the lives of many young people who are looking to get that opportunity, that ladder of opportunity to take them to a new career. And I want to thank him. Let's give him another round of applause for his hospitality here today. And we'll be one of the beneficiaries of our new law put in place where we're going to have free SUNY tuition for students going back to college who are age 25 to 55 because we believe in investing in our students who are heading into those high-demand careers. So thank you. I also want to thank Congressman Tim Kennedy. Thank you all the way from Washington sometimes, not always, but I want to thank you for representing the region with such heart and passion, and you come from many, many years of experience of working together in local government and state government, so it's great to see our congressman here as well as Jim Briggs, President of the Naga Orleans Central Labor Council. Jim and I have done a lot together. Let's give him a round of applause and all the men and women in labor who are here today. Dr. Ansari, the CEO of the Community Health Center of Buffalo, rock star in her own right. We also have Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes. I want to thank her for joining us here as well. Crystal is in the room, I'm told. All right, she's coming. She's on her way. Commissioner Tim Hoeks, our Commissioner of Civil Service. A neighbor down the road, County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Thank you for joining us. You know, today we stand in solidarity with the people of Western New York and here today in Niagara County. All of us, everyone in the state right now is under attack. It's come from an administration that is heartless and callous. And I want to thank all the people who are standing shoulder to shoulder with me as we strategize, work hard, mobilize, organize to take on these fights. For the last 6 months, Donald Trump and his co-conspirators have been waging an all-out war on the working class. We've had spineless congressional Republicans, including seven from our state and in this district, who've given President Trump free rein to unravel the social safety net that I know personally so many people rely on in this region and have literally a wrecking ball swung against our economy. On Friday, this reckless trade war meant one thing: new tariffs. How do you spell tariff? T-A-X is nothing other than a disguised tax. And who will you do that with? One of our greatest allies, people that we know as our friends and neighbors, the people of the great country of Canada. Now, these are also just plain and simply going to raise taxes on everything. The cost of everything is going to go up. Everything. And all the hard-earned work you do to bring home that paycheck, it's going to go less and less to buy the groceries you need, like the ones we see here. Real consequences when parents start heading back to the stores for back-to-school shopping, something I'm really glad I don't have to do anymore. But I know what it's like. You know, we should try and figure it out. Where are we going to get our clothes from for the kids? How are we going to manage this? You know, they outgrew their sneakers from the year before. The backpack looks a little ratty. Time for a new one. They outgrew the clothes. I know this experience as a mom. And my heart goes out to them because they're working so hard. I always brag about the work ethic of the people here in Western New York because I know how hard everyone works. You know, we have grocery stores that'll be bringing produce that costs more. Home builders, I want more homes built in this entire region to give people the dignity of home ownership. And now the costs will keep going up and up because of the additional costs on Canadian labor. These are real consequences on our towns and cities and our people. But also, the tourism industry is taking a hit. Our culturals, sporting events, the downtown areas that people have visited for so long with ease coming over from Canada. Guess what, my friends? They don't want to come anymore, because they've been insulted, disrespected by the President of the United States. And I know this personally because I convened with other Northeastern governors, the premiers of all the Canadian provinces. I sat down with them. What'll it take to get things back on track? We love you. It wasn't us. It was him. And you know what? The hurt is deep when you insult them and their leaders and say that you should be the 51st state. I talk about the impact directly on Western New York because I know it's real. I took my grandbaby, first visit to Buffalo ever, she's 3 years old, last weekend. Canal side, I've always looked at that and said, I want to have grandkids someday because they'll like this so much. And finally, the grandkids are here. I said to the leadership at Explorin' More, an extraordinary children's museum, I said, what's it been like for you? He says, we're devastated. We used to get 1,400 Canadians visiting every month. Now it's 40. That's just one example of what's going to happen to our museums and our culturals and our malls. They come to shop, stay in our hotels, come for sporting events. All unnecessary, this infliction of pain on so many others. And where are we going with this? You know, our restaurants are going to be hurting, our hotels, small businesses. But, you know, when I look at these groceries next to me, it's not just that. It's health care. And health care is deeply personal to me. I was proud to have this as my congressional district. I worked hard. We saved the airbase that I just flew into. Worked hard to support our community colleges, try to create connections for people to get the skills and get jobs. That was my passion. And when in a Republican Congress I refused to repeal the Affordable Care Act, that I knew there were people who maybe didn't like the sound of it, it scared them, Obamacare. But I knew that they needed this. When I would not repeal that, I lost my seat the next year. I'll always stand up and take votes that are courageous in the sense and take the consequences. But that was when people didn't realize that something like food nutrition programs, SNAP, we always took that for granted. Democrats and Republicans had always supported this because it was a sense we can support this, it helps the farmers. And I was so proud to represent so many farmers here in Niagara County. But also helps little kids whose tummies are growling, helps their parents feed them. Now that's on the chopping block. Healthcare, my friends. Medicaid cuts are going to be devastating. 1.5 million New Yorkers will lose their health insurance coverage, including 30,000 right here in this district. 30,000. These cuts will decimate our entire healthcare system, our hospitals and providers. My God, they're working so hard. The hardworking nurses there as well. They stand to lose $8 billion in federal funds every single year. How do you make that up? Layoffs. We're predicting 34,000 hospital workers, including 1,000 in this district alone. My friends, they didn't tell you this. They thought you wouldn't notice. We'll push off some of this pain until after the next election because they don't think people are smart enough to remember what they did to them. Well, my job is to remind you what they're doing to you and our community. And some of them are union members that have joined us here today. You know, I come out of hardy union stock. I talk all the time about my dad and grandpa working at the Bethlehem Steel Plant. Family members were plumbers, longshoremen, electricians, many, many in healthcare and teaching. These are men and women who've dedicated their lives, many to help people get injured back to their health, take care of the sick people. And our healthcare workers, they put their lives on the line during COVID. And now, how are they rewarded? I'm sorry, you're dispensable. Here's your pink slip. I also want to say this. Despite the fact that half of all New York children are on Medicaid, one-third of all New Yorkers are on Medicaid. Even if you're not on Medicaid, a hospital closes in a more rural area, or they have to scale back their services, lay off people. The wait times for the emergency room, when maybe your loved one has been in a car accident, or you're rushing in to have a new baby delivered. I have a three-week-old baby, I'm thinking about that. Grandbaby. She's my baby. You know, it's gonna have an effect on the entire community. So don't just say it's just the Medicaid people are gonna be hurt, it's everybody. You know, we deserve better than that. This puts people's lives in jeopardy. We've got to do something about it. We've got to do something about it. And I just refuse, and I know everyone in this room does, to abandon sick children and seniors in nursing homes. The largest Medicaid dollars are spent on our grandparents, our parents who need nursing home care. You know, and I'm mentioning SNAP. We have about 84,000 children who are going to lose food. That makes me, it's chilling to me as a mom. But there are some people who don't have that same heart, who don't seem to care as much. And I'm referring to the 7 Republicans in Congress who had the power to do what was right. If any one of them, 2 of them walked together into the speaker's office and said, you know what? We just can't do that to our districts. We're from New York. We can't do it. Don't go there. None of them did it, including Congresswoman Tenney, who now represents this district. They're all more concerned about lining the pockets of billionaires. Oh, we can give you tax cuts. Well, how do you pay for it? All these poor people aren't going to do anything about it. They don't have any power. Really? I mean, her priority is making President Trump's birthday a national holiday instead of fighting for hungry kids? I mean, come on. You know, it gets a little frustrating, but I'm motivated. I'm fired up. Continue teaming up with our great congressional delegation, Tim Kennedy from here, all the way down to Hakeem Jeffries in Washington. Some of these people don't have any idea what compassion's all about, but we do. Compassion means you take care of people. We don't turn our backs on others. And I'm going to tell you this as we're wrapping up on this. I have done everything I can to help in the state of New York. I consider being your governor the highest honor of my life. And our budget this last year, I said last year, the year before, I said, we have to do more to put money back in people's pockets. They're struggling. So we worked together. Crystal People Stokes has joined us. We worked hard to find a path to put upwards of $5,000 back in the pockets of hardworking families. How do we do that? For little kids, families with little kids, if you have a child under the age of 4, which I know personally is the most expensive time because all that formula and diapers cost so much, $1,000 back in their parents' pockets. Older kids, $500 per child. School lunches and breakfasts, we're covering the costs. So parents don't have to get up and make breakfast anymore, and no little child will go hungry in school or suffer the shame and indignity of being that child that everybody else knows has to get the special assistance because their parents are poor. They're no longer going to be stigmatized. And that makes me so proud. That's $1,600 back per child back in people's pockets. The largest middle-class tax rate cut in 70 years, money back in people's pockets. An inflation rebate, $400 back in pockets to help with this. So I'm working hard. The legislature is working hard. Money back in your pockets. But you know what? By artificially having the cost of everything go up because of these tariffs, it's going right back out. How do you get ahead? But my heart will not be filled with despair. I still have hope. I don't want people to worry. I want them to know they have leaders who care about them deeply, but also fight like hell for them. And we are ready to fight back. And I don't care about those who say you can't do it. No matter what it takes, just before I came here, I hosted some Democratic state legislators from the state of Texas. Now, what are they doing in the state of New York? Those of you shaking your heads know this story. They left their state to make sure there was not a quorum for a vote that would have turned our democracy on its head at the direction of Donald Trump because he wants to cheat. How? Every 10 years we redistrict. I know about this. Based on population shifts. 10 years, every state does it. They're calling a special session to change the rules now so they can take away 5 Democratic seats in Congress from the Houston, Austin, and Dallas areas. I met with them this morning. I met with the people who represent them in our state legislature, their state legislature. So they're fighting. They got on a plane last night under threats from their governor, substantial financial penalties, and they took off and said, we are not going to be witnessed to the destruction of our democracy. It is not happening under our watch. And I said, I'll do the same. I will look at our laws. I'll find a path. Because we cannot take this lying down, my friends. We can't surrender when we have a fight for our lives. The following year, I'll make sure everyone knows about this. Everybody's going to know in the state of New York what has happened to them. But all of you have a job to do as well. You all have your networks, your circles, your workplaces, your union members. I need your voices to rise up. Because I've said all along, the power lies in ordinary citizens to say, We fought hard. Our democracy has endured for 250 years in this great country, and we're not going to let it slip away now. History will judge us in this moment. Where were we? What did we do? Were we complacent? Did we cower? We stand up and fight. And I know that standing together and calling out exactly what is happening so all your neighbors know the consequences, they too will feel the same anger that I feel. And they'll turn that anger into a march on Election Day to go vote and turn this around. That is the power of our people, and I know I can count on them to do this. So as long as I have every breath in my body, I'll help lead that fight. And I thank all of you here today for being part of that incredible journey. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring up our great Congressman Tim Kennedy.
Let's hear it for Governor Kathy Hochul. Thank you, Governor. Thank you for leading New York. Thank you for leading our community. And thank you for leading us in this fight against the big, ugly bill. It is time we galvanize, we stand up, we use our voices, we use our vote, and we fight back against the monstrosity that is the big, ugly bill. And Governor Hochul, we're so grateful for your leadership and your support. Especially, it's wonderful to see you back home here in Western New York. Let's hear it once again for Governor Hochul. Welcome home. Remember, the history maker herself, first woman governor, first mom governor, and yes, congratulations again, first grandma governor in the state of New York. And to all of my colleagues in government from across Western New York, and so many that are here at SUNY Niagara under the leadership of President Dr. Lloyd Holmes, thank you for your stewardship, for hosting us here today. My great allies and partners in government, from County Executive Poland Cars to Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, to Mayor Tylock, to the legislators in Niagara County and Erie County and City of Niagara Falls and Buffalo, all across our community, standing up for upstate under the leadership of Governor Hochul. I see my great friend, Pastor Mark Blue, here with us as well. Thank you for your leadership. As we come here to SUNY Niagara, that has been a leader in education and higher ed across New York, but starting here in Western New York, using millions of federal dollars to go towards programming and tuition assistance. SUNY Niagara is emblematic of the approach to public service that we know works, a bottom-up approach to higher education that leads to a bottom-up approach of leadership across our community. And what we're seeing from my colleagues across the aisle in Washington, the congressional Republicans and President Trump is just the opposite. They are acting like bullies to the people of America, bullies to the people of New York, and bullies to the people of Western New York. They don't believe in the ability of government to help people raise themselves up and live the American dream, rising up out of poverty and expanding the middle class and helping those that need it the most. They see our government like a piggy bank. They want to rob the poor in our community and the middle class to give the richest in this nation, to give tax breaks to the billionaires in this country. That's what the big ugly bill did. It was the largest transfer of wealth in American history, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. On the backs of the middle class in America, where all of those tax breaks that they're trying to sell to the people of America that were part of this big ugly bill, you know what they expire? You know what doesn't expire, what they made permanent? A tax break for billionaires. That is wrong, and it's immoral, and it's un-American. By far, this bill was the worst budget bill in American history, a betrayal of the values that we stand for as Western New Yorkers, and yes, as Americans. And the damage was so staggering, so deep, that we'll be digging ourselves out of this big ugly bill for generations to come. 42 million Americans are at risk of cuts to their nutritional assistance benefits, SNAP benefits, that keep our kids and our seniors and our veterans fed across this country. One in four nursing homes at risk of closure in this country. Over 300 hospitals, including in rural communities, rural America, at risk of closure in this country. These are communities represented mainly by Republicans. They've turned a blind eye to their own constituency in order to line the pockets of the donor class, the billionaires in this country. And when fully implemented, this abomination of a big ugly bill will gut 17 million Americans, including 1.5 million New Yorkers, from their health insurance. Think about that. People are going to lose their health insurance. That means they're going to use the emergency room for preventative care. That means the emergency rooms are going to be bursting at the seams again. That means hospitals are going to have to flip the bill once again. But you know what happens? Those that are able to afford private health insurance, their premiums go up, their copays go up, and their deductibles go up. Everybody gets hurt, except for the billionaire class in this country. As a healthcare practitioner myself, an occupational therapist, I've seen firsthand what happens when people can't afford their own health insurance. As the son and a grandson of a nurse, I was brought up in healthcare, understanding that healthcare is not a privilege, it is a human right, and we need to fight for it every single day. And what Republicans are doing is just the opposite. They're ripping it out from underneath people. So pain is going to be felt across the urban, suburban, and rural parts of our community, of our state, and our nation. That's why we need great leaders like Governor Hochul and the legislature to stand up and fight for us in this time. New York, thank God we live in New York, isn't it? Don't you feel that way? Because when we're seeing what's happening across this country, it is horrific. And when we see what's happening down in Texas, as the governor had mentioned, you want to talk about un-American? They're cheating the system, they're rigging the system, and they're making it worse off for all Americans. But we're not going to let them win, are we? We are going to stand up and we're going to fight for what's right. So as we stand up and we fight back against these cuts to nutritional assistance, against these cuts to Medicaid, against these cuts to Medicare, against these cuts to health insurance across this country, we're going to stand together, we're going to organize, and we're going to mobilize, and we're going to fight back. We're going to use our voices, and we're going to use our vote, and we're going to hold those responsible that are allowing these cuts to go forward, and we're going to hold them accountable at the ballot booth. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to take it laying down. Congressional Democrats are united. New York State Democrats are united. And we're going to fight like hell to cancel the cuts that they've put forward. So let's cancel these cuts. Let's get back to Washington. And let's put in place reforms that are right for the people of America and make sure that we're doing what's in the best interest of the people of New York and this great nation. We have to stand up and fight, and we won't stop until we win. And I'm proud to stand with you. As a Western New Yorker, as someone who comes from a labor household, and as someone who has fought for organized labor and working families my entire life, to introduce to you somebody who truly cares for the people that he represents. Let's hear it for organized labor first and foremost, and let's hear it for the next speaker, Jim Briggs, the president of the Niagara Orleans Central Labor Council. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is truly an honor to stand here today shoulder to shoulder with our governor, Kathy Hochul, and our congressman, Tim Kennedy. I've known both of them for a long time. And for my 30 years, I started this 30 years ago, this journey, and for most of that time, we've had some relationship somewhere where we've stood and tried to fight and do the right thing for the people of Western New York and the people of America, to be honest with you. I just wish, I bargained contracts for 30 years. I bargained them in New York State, and I bargained them in Texas, and I bargained them in Louisville, Kentucky, and North Carolina. And I can tell you, I'd much rather bargain a contract in New York State. There's a baseline understanding that people deserve fair treatment, and you don't have to get over that hurdle like you do in some place in this country. And that's established by our great leaders. So we've got this big ugly bill out there, and we're all trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I can tell you, over 30 years of bargaining, every time something like this has happened, and there's never been anything close to this, what has happened is it's affected organized labor as well as the unorganized. When people go to the hospital and start using it as a doctor's office, premiums go up. Our members pay, in most cases, a percentage of those premiums. So when we're at the bargaining table, the hourly wage that's possible gets shoved over to the healthcare that's going up because people don't have it. The hospitals have to fund some level of that back. This big ugly bill isn't affecting those who need it the most alone. It's affecting all of us. And that's why it's a fight for all of us. We in this country have always taken the position that we're equal. We're not judged by income. We're not judged by color. We're not judged by age. We're not judged by sex. We're judged as people, equal every day, every minute of our lives. And that's what's made our country and what we do so great. We've always fought. I know that I'm standing here today after 30 years in the movement and saying, I'm okay. I'm okay. But what do I have to do to make sure that next generation is okay? I got to stand up against the big ugly bill and the people who support it. I'm talking about organized labor. There's nothing I've done over 30 years that I've done alone. I've done it with the people in organized labor. We've done it as a group. I believe that if we're going to be successful, we have to remember somebody stood up and fought for us, and now it's our turn to stand up and fight for them. We can take this as a bump in the road. This ain't a bump in the road. I had a discussion before. We've seen in the past politics that attack the work we do and attack middle-class America on many occasions. And it's usually we're on a little slope. Well, this president has thrown us off a cliff. With this bill, the next generation will not have what we have. That's not what we should be about. The things we do, even every day, I don't think people think about this all the time, so I just want to say it. You know, we buy health insurance. And how do we control the premium? Because the healthy people are in with the sick people. And so it balances. And that's the way life is every day, whether it's Medicaid or a food service program or whatever. It's about standing with everybody together, and we all kick in to bring everybody up. Nobody should be going down, and that's all this bill does. It's a race to the bottom. Tariffs ain't going to fix anything. You want to fix the trade? I'll tell you how. Organized labor knows how. Don't deregulate. Regulate. Regulate the countries that want to bring their products into this country. Create child protection laws. I've met kids 13 years old at Pittsburgh Children's Hospital who are being surgically repaired because they're forced to work in Malaysia at 13. Worker safety programs, we call it OSHA, call it what you want. But if you really want to bring jobs back to America and level the playing field, it's with regulation, not deregulation. If we want clean air and fresh water for the next generation, it's going to be done by regulation, not deregulation. Everything we stand for in New York that our governor is leading is what will make us successful. And more importantly, to me, and I know to everybody in this room, we just heard somebody talk about their grandchild. It's about them. It's not about us. So I ask you this. When you go to the polls in November, don't vote for you. Vote for the next generation. Vote for the next generation. Stand up for them like somebody stood up for us. Stand up with labor and say we're all one, organized and unorganized. We're Americans. And vote to go down that path with our governor and our congressman and our, I'll include Mark because he's done a lot, our county executive from Erie County, the mayor from North Tonawanda. Let's go down that path that says the next generation, we're going to kick butt and take names, but we're going to leave you something like somebody left us something. Thank you.
Please welcome to the stage Dr. LaVon Ansari.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am thankful to have this opportunity to speak today about something that cuts hard in our hearts about this nation and how we care for the most vulnerable of us. It is an honor to stand here as a soldier and gather and reflect on both the history and the future of healthcare in this country and in Niagara Falls. A community rich in resilience, strength, and determination. First, I would also like to recognize my governor, Kathy Hochul, for her leadership, commitment, quality healthcare across New York State, and your presence and continued support, and a powerful reminder that policy, with all my legislative friends, and progress must go together, hand in hand. And I'm going to take a personal privilege to talk about the governor and myself, how we've been in the trenches. When COVID first hit, the governor was not governor then, she was lieutenant governor. And she was one of the first legislators to come to one of the churches in Buffalo when we were short of vaccinations and all our lives were in danger because we had a disease of 100 years we have not seen. She was one of the first ones on the ground with me with this health center. I also want to bring May 14th, 2022, the tragedy at Tops. My health center is 1.5 miles from there. The governor was there on the front line with us. Now here we are again, saving lives, which is man-made. So I want to acknowledge the incredible people, particularly of Niagara Falls. I just want you to know that most people don't know I worked here for 10 years, so I'm glad to be back home. I have a health center in Lockport, and I have health centers in Niagara City. And I want to talk about the incredible people that people forget in rural America. Our elders, our advocates, our healers, our everyday heroes that long carry the weight of injustice, yet have never stopped fighting for what is right. So from the legacy of those who were enslaved in this region and to the generations who built this city through labor, care, and faith, this community has always been on the forefront of change, even when the systems were against us. So this big, beautiful bill, behind the headlines and the political slogans, lies a harsh truth. Deep cuts to Medicaid and the potential impact that threaten the health and stability of millions of Americans is no joke. I want to share a story that shows the importance of healthcare, behavioral health, and what this means in this big, beautiful bill. I got a call from my son about a year and a half ago, and he called me in an emergency. I was on my way to work. And he says, Mom, do you remember so-and-so? I said, yes. He said his son just hung himself. The son lived with the grandparents, and they found him in the garage hung. 13 years old. His friend was not my patient. So my son has to take him to the funeral home to meet his, to see his son to help do the funeral arrangements. His dad was a working homeless. So as a health center, we deal with crisis every day, not just care of, we deal with the whole person. So those cuts don't just affect numbers on a budget sheet. They affect children, seniors with disabilities, and working families, many of whom already struggle for access for consistent quality care. Rural hospitals, community health centers, clinics. We cannot sustain what we're going to lose. Community health centers alone in this state will lose $300 million. We are already on very small margins. So I want to just be clear that this is not just a healthcare issue, it's everyone's issue. The heart doesn't know any color. The brain doesn't know any color. So if you need help, you think you're gonna go, oh, I need a black person or a white person? We're gonna do what we have to do because the human spirit and the human body is the same. So cutting Medicaid doesn't create efficiency. It creates emergencies, as we talked about earlier, emergency room backlogs, untreated mental illness, rising infant mortality rates. The cuts will also cut healthcare, a system where we need to save money. So instead of weakening Medicaid, which, by the way, most people don't know that Medicaid is the biggest insurer, the government, in the country. Instead of weakening it, we should strengthen it. We should be honoring the lives that we save, the doors that we've opened, and the dignity that it provides. Medicaid is not a luxury. It's a lifeline. And any bill, no matter how beautiful, quote unquote, it may sound, must not come at the cost of people's health. So we can and must invest in innovation, efficiency, and access without gutting fundamental programs that have held generations together. So today, we raise our voices. We talked earlier about our voices. We don't have a money problem. We have a human moral value problem. So our voices standing on principles and beliefs that guide us is distinguishing between right and wrong, making decisions and acting in ways that are considered good, just, and respectable. Right now, the loudest mic are those that look like they're in the negative. But we're gonna have the drop the mic moment, as the kids say. The same way that we exercise our physical muscles, now is the time for us to practice our moral muscles. We're not in opposition for change, but in defense of fairness. Let's fix what's broken without breaking the people who trust us to protect their care. The power is in all of us. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.